Welcome to the Church and Gospel Podcast. I'm Ross Parker. I'm your host today, and I'm looking forward to a conversation I'm going to have with my good friend Corey Singleton. Corey serves as the worship and creative pastor at the Jern Church, and we're going to talk a little bit today about internship program there and just kind of the idea of internships in the local church. So, Corey, good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
All right. Well, maybe we can start. Just first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role there at Journey, and then we can talk a little bit about the internship program there at the church.
Okay. So I'm at Journey Church. I've been there for 2.5 years, and I'm the worship and creative pastor, like you've heard. What I do is I lead worship on the weekends and then oversee the worship and creative aspects of the church. So that entails, you know, worship, production, visual media, and we've got other guys on part of that team too. And but that's ultimately what I do. Serve on kind of the leadership team as far as some of the decision making for the direction of the church and things like that. And then in addition to that, what we're talking about today, also lead the internship, the summer Journey summer internship. Been doing that for 2 years.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about this internship.
Yeah, that's great. So it's a 10-week. I schedule 6 weeks, and then we do kind of an introductory deal and a closing thing. So it takes about 10 weeks to go through. It's in the summer. It is a paid internship at the church. A little backstory of when I came to Journey. My background the last decade was helping direct a large summer camp. So my internal clock for over a decade was, whereas most churches might tend to slow down in the summer, like, hey, our big time of year is a different time of year. My internal clock was not that. My internal clock was the summer's coming, like my engine's beginning to race at another pace. And so I knew that was going to happen. I kind of anticipated that. So as I came to the church, I began to just feel the need to do some type of internship experience in the summer. And so starting out, it was going to be, I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know the full scope of that, but I just know, I feel like that's what I need to do. And so I was going to start with just the whoever I could find, like at the church, like whatever college student or high school student, or just somebody that wanted some intentionality from an older leader, to pour into them. And so that's kind of how it started, with that. And so Journey was much more lean and mean at the time as far as financially, and so there was no money back in that. So it's just going to be a volunteer, going to go for it. And that's kind of how the whole thing started. But what I did from that was, so I began to reach out to different internships around mainly South Carolina, a little bit of the Southeast, just ones that were more developed internships. I began to find people that had gone through them and leaders that were leading the internships. I took their structure. What I basically did with the Journey summer internship is I basically built an internship from the strengths and weaknesses of other internships. I would look at one and I would say, this part's really good, and this part is kind of a glaring, what I see as a glaring weakness that I would want to do something different. And so that's what I basically did. I took bits and pieces and did that. And as a side deal that I think is kind of funny, after the first summer of our Journey internship, one of the main churches I took a lot of ideas from, I got an email from at the end of right after the summer, asking about our internship, like what we do and that kind of thing. And I was real honest with him. I said, well, it's funny that you asked, because I actually built most of it around your internship. So it's funny that you are asking how we're doing things. So it's neat.
That is a cool story of how God has taken your heart for this opportunity and really grown it. So what has it grown into? What would a person who's going through this internship, you have this coming up this summer, what would that person expect to experience as they go through this internship?
Yeah, so it's a great shared experience with a group. So when we started, again, there was no money, but as I prayed towards that, we actually received money from a foundation called the Angel Foundation, which actually funded the internship and allowed us to it to be a paid internship. So that's one big change that's happened. It's turned into a paid. We had four interns the first summer. That was two summers ago. And then last summer we did our second run. We had eight interns with some additional monies thrown in through the South Carolina Baptist Convention and Janie Chapman offering in WMU. They kind of put in some with some specific worship ties to get training and worship leading. So we were able to double the internship in a year, which is great. So the person that goes through it, what they can expect, just some different things. Basically, the way the internship is set up is there's a core kind of heart of the minister, and the whole internship is built around balance, and that's what I built with cutting and pasting from different things. I felt like ministry was balanced, and I wanted the internship to have a balance. So if you think of a triangle, this the whole thing around the head, the heart, and the hand, and I feel like that helps us keep in perspective the balance. So in the internship, with the head, we're doing some academic things. We're reading books, and what I saw with some internships is they read a ton of books. I mean, they were reading long lists of books, and so a lot of these are college students, and they've spent, you know, all year in books and things like that. So I was like, yeah, I want that head component in place. I want us to be reading. They need to be exposed to great reads. But I don't want it to be so laborious where they feel like they're behind. They have hundreds of pages of reading. It's like a seminary class or something like that. And so I wanted to find the balance there. And so I developed a deal called shared reading, where if we have eight interns, we have eight books, and we have one copy of each book that we share. And so what that basically looks like is every week I may give you Humility by C.J. Mahaney, and I might say, I want you before next week to read chapter one or chapters one and two, and not just read it. You're the only one in our group that's going to read those chapters in this experience. So I want you to come back, and I want you to teach us all the goodness, all the good stuff that we need to get from chapters one and two, because all we've got is what you're giving us. And so there's a teaching component that they do in that. So we are reading. We're doing some academic things there. The second of that triangle would be the heart. And so we're doing a ton of assessments to help them understand how they're wired, how God has geared them. Every assessment we can get our hands on, DISC, Myers-Briggs, Five Voices we did last year, which was a fairly new one, Love Languages, you know, everything we can get our hands on, even down to some weird, like, Facebook, you know, like, which Lord of the Rings character, you know, just things like that, just things that, because the goal in that is not so much what the test comes out to say, but what we hear God saying to us through the conversation that comes around that. And so we do a ton of assessments, and then we also are posturing ourselves to hear from God. And so we're exposing them, a lot of them, for the first time to spiritual disciplines, to what does it look like to have moments of solitude built into your daily rhythms? What does it look like, you know, to fast? What does it look like to have a diligence to read scripture and prayer and those kind of things? So we're revealing those things to them over time. So they are reading, being exposed. A lot of the reading too deals with just the beauty of the local church, the design of the local church, just what the local church is and what its purpose is. And so so as they're doing the academic, they're doing the heart, and then the hands. For some internships that I looked into, the interns were the people that made coffee. They did the grunt labor. They took the trash out. And the interns are not above that. But if the internship's only that, then it's not, I don't think that's the best we can do. And so the hands, we make sure that they do work hard. We make sure that they do have opportunities to serve in the community. So we are going into local schools. We are, help whatever their needs are, whatever the church is partnering with. They're connecting with what's going on. They are serving one another. That I'm challenging them to, hey, take the trash out of the office, but don't let anybody see what you're doing. You know, like do it without anybody noticing. You know, kind of thing. So So we're really pushing them from the hands component too. And then they're also serving within the local church in different ministries with hands as well. So what I've been seeing the last two summers is with that balance, as those things awaken at the same time, it's really been cool to see people come alive too, because as they're checking out local ministries in the church, but they're also understanding how they're wired, and then they're seeing holes in the local ministries of opportunities to serve, it's been like this natural, I can do that, you know, and then they end up doing it. And so it's been a really neat pipeline into the ministries of our church as well to benefit those ministries. So what can a person expect? There'll be those things I mentioned. We do the core. I do the core, and then what they do is they establish a ministry track. So a person that comes in the internship, they're all going to do the core with me that do all those things I just mentioned. But then they're going to identify what area of ministry they want to track with. So the core might be one day, like on a Tuesday, but the rest of the week they track with whoever that minister is in the local church. So they could choose between kids ministry, student ministry, worship ministry, production. They could do more visual media, kind of creative kind of things. They could do a campus pastor track to kind of understand how that role works. They could do church planning. They really whatever. One last thing I'd say that they get. One thing I didn't see in some interns was in internships was there was a lack of exposure to higher level leadership. In that they might be the lowly intern, and there might be a great sense of excitement because they saw the pastor walk through the hallway or something, you know, and it's like, man, how could we create something that they don't just have access to any level of leadership in our church, but it's around like a lunch table, and it's a very intimate, you know, we're at their house, you know, having dinner where they're able to really just ask all these questions about. And so I make sure in it I have built in with some of our leaders, like Will Browning, our pastor, is super open and available. And so he'll have lunches with them where he's giving them study disciplines and things to implement. And everybody in the internship has a journal, and man, it's neat to see, because some of them aren't natural like note takers. So from the start, they're given this nice journal, but they, by the end, like they are just writing rigorously, like everything, like they're just wanting to soak it up kind of thing. So there's a high level of intentionality that goes into the internship. And what I think, they don't just get that from me, they get that from all the surrounding pastors as well. So they really get a great group experience that they go through.
That sounds great. It sounds like this is something that Journey Church has really taken on as a ministry, and it's incredible to see how it's grown over just a fairly short amount of time. Now, I think that might connect with maybe some pastoral leadership or church leadership folks who are listening in to this podcast and thinking, "Wow, that sounds great. I've never even thought of." Doing an internship, or think, you know, internships are done at, you know, the really big churches that have all the resources, and I just never thought, but now there may be some interest in. So what would you say to a pastor or to leadership within a church about starting their own internship program?
I'd say it's something that, I think intentionality is the word. So I think, and another big word that is care and nurture. And I think any church can do that. And I was going to do that with no money. God blessed us with some funds to be able to pay. Excuse me. But I think that can be done with no money. I think that there, you know the care and nurture that's available through your local church. And I would say that is the big pay. Now, without pay comes the need for bigger vision. So I think if you just want somebody to make the coffee and to do the grunt, we're just going to have somebody around to do a lot of things we don't want to do, then I'm not sure that's the best way I would encourage people to go about it. I think anybody could do better than that. So, but I will imagine bringing in a college student and your church just wrapping around this college student with love and care and nurture in a way that that student is never going to be the same. They're never going to forget that summer. And I think that's the goal, is you want to create an experience and a moment in that experience that they will talk about for the rest of their lives. They'll never forget it. It may not be the highlight of their life, but they will always remember some of the things that happened during that. And so things I encourage our people with, especially if there's not money, there's all kinds of things that you can do, you know, and that might be having that student in, you know, your home and other homes to have dinner and to feed. I mean, students love to eat and they love a good free meal. Who doesn't? So so to have them in the church, but also the leadership and other spiritually minded people in your church, to have them in. If you see them in a fast food restaurant, walk up and pay for their meal. You know, it's all kind of, if everybody spreads. So what I would say to the leader is to do it, and then also not to own it all yourself, because it's not only a shared experience with that student, gets to experience with your church, but the opportunity for your church people to grow through loving and caring and nurturing on that student as well. And so I would just say do it. I would say start with what you have. Start as small as it needs to be. And maybe it's not where they're around all week. Maybe it's just that they're going to spend a little bit of time during the week, or they're going to come just be a part of a few meetings and be a part of the weekend services or whatever the culture of the church is. Just start with where you are, start with what you have. But I definitely think it's something that everybody can do, because it's not super, it does take intentionality, and with that comes planning and things like that, but it's not super hard. And build it in a way. One thing I tried to do was build it in a way that was very natural for me and the rest of the leadership. And so build it in a way that's very natural for your natural rhythms, the natural rhythms of your church, and the natural rhythms of the student too. And I think if you do that, it's going to be a great thing.
That's really encouraging. We here on Charleston Southern's Christian Studies faculty, we love the role that we have to get to teach students in our classes, but we certainly recognize that we don't in any way replace the training and the care of a local church. So to have a program where a local church is intentionally pouring into the lives of young people who have an interest in growing in ministry training and seeing how the local church works, that's really encouraging. So I appreciate your word to church leaders and the encouragement to, at whatever level that looks like, to be involved in something intentionally and have structures in place for that. So it's been great to hear about what's going on with Journey's internship, summer internship program, and also to think about ways that churches can get involved in their own context in something like this. To close, I'd just like to give you an opportunity. If there are folks out there listening who think, man, that sounds great. I'm not sure what I'm doing this summer, and this sounds like something I'd like to do, or like to at least get some more information about. How could they do that?
Yeah. So applications will go up on March the 1st, and we will accept applications for the internship until May 1st. The internship will start June 1st, and it goes for basically June and July. So what they would need to do is just to go on journeychurchsc.org, and there'll be some clearly visible path to the internship, and they can fill out an application. It's a short application. I don't need a ton of information, but there's just some basic things about the person's story and where the person's headed, what they feel like God's called them to do. For a lot of people that come through the internship, I'd say the internship's more about transitions for them. Some have just graduated from college. Some are going into college. It's college age, but they don't have to be in college. So last summer we had a gentleman who was a welder, but since in a call to ministry on his life. We had another gentleman that 2 years prior was was a drug dealer that got saved a year ago, and then so major transition and transformation going on there. We had a new mom that had just moved that was going through. So we have all kinds of different people that come through. But I'd say look for that application, fill out the short application, and then we'll be in touch. We did have another thing from last summer is we did have to turn people away. I had more people than we were able to take. And so I would say just make sure you get that application in and come strong with that application. And I'm super excited about another opportunity to do it this summer. And one last thing I'd say to the local church is with the intentionality that they do bring, just one final word is just to my commitment to these students that come through is just to leave them better than I found them as much as I can, and so to make that impact. There's a huge opportunity to make an impact, and so I challenge any church to just go for it, and I think it's something that everybody can naturally do.
Well, Corey, thanks for taking some time to talk with us today about this this ministry that you have or that God has brought you to in your local context. And thank you for the ministry that you're doing there. And thank you also for the encouragement to help all of us think about how we in our own local churches can invest in the lives of folks who are wanting to grow into ministry. Thank you to our audience for listening in today, and look forward to having you join us again with our next Church and Gospel podcast. Here at the Church and Gospel podcast, we aim to have conversations that help us see that the gospel impacts all of our lives.